Holbrook, Pravel, Wetumpka, all looking good this morning. We have no reports of any accidents in any of those cities. So buckle up, drive carefully. It has been raining overnight. Just slow down a bit, and hopefully we'll get through the rest of the morning without any more accidents. Well, shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger Sports Grill and more, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their two free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
Football Films presents First Year Phenom. Tampa Bay has made the improbable probable. The Buccaneers are going to the Super Bowl with a first-year quarterback. Who is this rookie QB, you ask? He's number 12, Thomas Brady. No one has ever seen a quarterback like this before. The crowd marveled at the seamless play between Thomas and his tight end, one Robert Gronkowski. If I didn't know better, I think these guys have been playing together for years. But it's all part of the football fascination with Tampa Bay's first-year phenom.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Just past 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is being tried again in the Senate, accused of inciting the riot at the Capitol during the vote to affirm President Biden's Electoral College victory.
9 House Democrats, led by Maryland's Jamie Raskin, marched from the House to the Senate to start a second impeachment trial against former President Trump for incitement of insurrection. The trial will be the first of its kind for a president already out of office. Trial arguments begin in 2 weeks.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A new strain of coronavirus has shown up in the United States.
It's popped up in Minnesota. The state's Department of Health says it appeared in someone who had just returned from Brazil, although there was no immediate indication that it was spreading in Minnesota. This Brazil P1 variant may spread more easily than others. Some researchers worry that people who have already been infected with COVID-19 may be able to get it again with this new strain.
Wow. Fox's John Saucier. America's listening to Fox News.
Got anything else we can scare the crap out of us with?
Honey barbecue, milder teriyaki, mango habanero, or maybe Thai curry, Parmesan garlic, or an Asian zing. These are a few of my favorite wings.
Yeah, man.
Buffalo Wild, bourbon honey mustard, hot or medium or Caribbean jerk. Only the bravest will try the blazing. These are a few of my favorite wings. Salt and vinegar, chipotle barbecue, blue cheese or ranch, and some fresh cucumbers too. Whether it's sauces or the seasonings, I will eat any plate of chicken wings. Veggie platters, not appealing. Kale chips make me sad. I'd rather stuff my face with some chicken wings, and then I won't feel so bad.
We did a conundrum on that once. How many billions of wings are consumed on Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh, God, yeah.
And remember, if you're going to do that, plan ahead, get in touch with Baumhauer's. ahead of the game, and you can have them delivered or pick up.
Don't they
have party trays?
They have a platter, don't they?
Big, and they come in various sizes. Remember, this is a long time ago, but they did a this monster burger, $29, but you could feed four people with one burger.
Oh, I see.
And I mean, it was on a bun that covered the meat patty and everything. It was really cool. Bring back the monster burger, or whatever that was known as. It is 7:06.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
The line of storms which caused the tornado in Fultondale in Jefferson County has now moved into southeast Alabama. So the threat of severe weather for all but southeast Alabama has ended for now. Risk of showers later in the day, though, some spotty showers. Another warm day with a high around 74. Another surge of showers and thunderstorms moves back into the area tonight and first part of the day on Wednesday before ending and turning windy and colder back behind it. So 54 tonight, 66 early in the day tomorrow before it turns colder. I think we'll barely get up to a 54 for a high on Thursday, but the wind will make it seem colder, and we should reach the upper 20s perhaps by dawn on Friday. So lots of ups and downs in our forecast. One person lost their life in that tornado last night in Jefferson County, and apparently a lot of damage as well. It's national news. 61 degrees this morning, 7:07.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I haven't had any food, and I'm really hungry. And the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company is open right now. They opened at 6 o'clock. Delicious breakfast.
And a great lunch.
Delicious lunch options, yeah, including meat and veggies, family-friendly atmosphere. Did you notice how spacious that place is?
And I love that part of it, too. Yeah, yeah, you have space between the tables.
Absolutely.
Big, bright, beautiful interior.
Lots of windows. So you can look outside and see the beautiful sunshine that we had the other day. They're located on Averett Drive behind Mexico Typico, just a little bit west, just off Taylor Road. A little south of Vaughan. Go to their Facebook page. Check out their daily specials. They were closed yesterday because they're closed only on Monday, but they're open today. They're open now, 6 to 2 Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 2 Saturday and Sunday. They serve breakfast all day Saturday, by the way, which is great to know. And you can see their daily menu options that I mentioned on Facebook. Look at some of the pictures. Read the reviews. Catering orders, they'll take those as well. 649-1737. They also have a drive-up window as well at the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. And right now, we're going to give away a $15 gift certificate to caller number...
We're going to do caller number 10 today. Lucky number 10.
Wow, gee. You're going to make Jay work?
I am going to make Jay work.
Well, Jay or Greg. Greg
can do it, He's got
I think I'm capable. I think I'm
okay.
Yeah.
So you would say what? Caller number one, call again, caller number two, call
That's kind of the usual speech. Yeah.
272-9228 is our phone number here for the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company $15 gift certificate right now.
By the way, if you are caller one or two or one of the early callers, do try back immediately because that line you were just on reopens.
Especially with 10.
Yeah.
There's a good chance you can get
through
twice.
10 is the loneliest number you'll
Maybe.
Ever do.
We shall see.
11 could be as bad as 1, but it's the loneliest number since I don't know.
Now I don't know what number caller we going. Number 10.
We're going number 10.
Okay.
Number 10.
All right.
A little delirious. I've been up all night.
Can we have some whimsical...
We need some whimsical answering phone music.
Oh, there we go.
You are caller 1. Try again quickly. You are caller 2. Call back right away. You're caller 3. You're caller 4.
Caller 5. Caller 6. All right. We need 4 more. So y'all turn around and call back.
Caller 7. Caller 8.
And we need 2 more. 2 more. Oh, my God. This is stressful. Oh, caller 9. And caller 10. Who
winner.
Is this?
You're caller 10.
Ooh.
Ruh-roh. What happened?
Hang on.
Don't know what that was.
Is that a fax line? Acting like a fax line. Let's see if we're back on. Okay.
Is there anybody there?
I hear you guys.
All right.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
There they are.
Hey,
okay.
Who's this?
All right. Good. This is Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
Why is it that we had the emergency broadcast system come through?
We heard a beeping sound.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, you're going to the Yellowhammer restaurant.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. $15 goes a long way. And have you ever been there yet?
No, I have not.
Well, you're going to love the food there. I can.
Do I have to take my wife, too?
No, 15, yeah, you can take
15
her.
Bucks, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Stand by. Jay's going to get some information from you, Andy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That is a requirement on this radio station. If you win any prize where a meal for two is involved, you must bring your spouse.
Yeah, what's your last name?
Or we'll take your prize away. Actually, we won't do that, but it's a thought. All right, I think I have one really weak, convoluted intro for you.
Oh, at least you got one.
Oh, man. Hey, did you hear that Godiva is closing all of their chocolate stores?
No.
All 128 stores in North America will close by the end of March.
So many chains have shut down, you know, like started with Ruby Tuesdays, and there's a bunch of chains that have just gone out of business.
Here's a pop quiz question for you. Yeah. What European nation was Godiva founded in?
All I can hear is Lady Godiva playing in my head right now.
Me too. Peter and Gordon, right?
Peter and Gordon. 17.
I wonder if we have that. I think we used to. That was actually...
Her long brown hair.
Well, it's in there, but I can't abscess
it. Oh, jeez.
I hate to interrupt, but I have to get it in as quick as I can, because he told me that he listens between 6:50 and 7:20.
Okay.
Billy Sutton, I wanted to thank him for being a listener. Met him while I was out walking yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
I was walking in the neighborhood. Me and my girlfriend were walking in the neighborhood, and we stopped at this tree that there was this big log stuck in the top of two trees.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, been walking the neighborhood daily, 2 miles a day, daily. First time I'd ever seen it. And this truck pulls up, I guess, to his house.
Uh-huh.
And he said, y'all looking at the tree? And, you know, he started explaining about, yeah, I lived here. You know, I've been walking out of this driveway, and this is the first time I've noticed it. And then as we were walking away, he says, you sound like, does anybody ever tell you?
You sound like,
he didn't say Joey, thank God.
No, Joey just looks like my kid.
Dad?
Yeah.
He said Jay, and I was like, yeah, nice to meet you. So, yeah, Billy Sutton, thanks for listening. Good to meet you yesterday, and I hope you're having a good day. I hope you have a good day going into work this morning.
And Billy, congratulations, because you've accomplished something I haven't in 16 years. You've actually seen Jay. Near his house.
Oh, we're over there every Saturday for lunch.
Is that so? I'm so happy for you all.
It was a good Christmas breakfast, though.
Oh, it was. That was excellent.
They're doing a Valentine's thing, by the way.
Is that right? at the
what are you doing, Valentine's?
To Marriott.
I actually am playing a show in Columbus, Georgia that evening.
A Sunday night.
On a Sunday night.
So we won't see you Monday morning, will we?
Oh, no, I'll be here.
Oh, okay.
I will be here. Look, I have made a pact with myself. Unless I'm sick and, you know, sick, throwing up or anything like that, after a show, it is my duty to be here in the mornings.
I never get invited to the little parties that you guys seem to plan. Amongst yourselves.
We never do anything.
Okay, Emily.
Oh!
If you weren't my boss, I would fire you for that.
Wow.
Check this.
Wow.
She used to say that.
Did she really?
You guys never invite. Well, because we never.
We never do anything together.
Well, I feel honored that I get invited and y'all want me back every morning. That's a plus.
You guys always go see war movies together.
We just didn't. We didn't think you'd enjoy, you know, Dunkirk the way we did.
Yeah, 1917, a real laugher.
Yeah, since I don't have a hot date to take me out, I've decided to go, you know, play a show instead and make some money versus spending it.
When was the wedding? We were all like honorary dads.
It was in January, late January. So,
Was it today? It might be today. It might be their anniversary.
Was it today?
Uh-oh.
I don't know how I'm going to find this out, but we'll see.
Maybe it's on her page.
Oh, you're right. It is.
Wow.
This is their anniversary.
And it's the first thing that popped up. I opened up Facebook, and it's the first thing that pops up is her anniversary post.
Well, we have to play this.
Uh-oh.
We have to play this for Emily.
Oh,
Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Emily and Elwick.
There's more to it than that. Their song?
Yeah.
Spiral Staircase.
You're kidding me.
Which was the song of the day.
Almost was the song for 2 days. What year was?
He had it listed as today's song.
Today's song.
And he sent me the correct one.
But he sent it to me.
Last Friday. Hank Aaron.
And now let's remember the great Henry Louis Aaron with this. Hey, listen.
I miss you, Henry, more today than yesterday, but not as half as much as tomorrow. I'm sorry.
By the way, I think his memorial is today.
Is it?
I believe it is, yes, in Atlanta. It is 7:16. Local news, random facts coming up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools will return to all virtual learning starting February 1st. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says MPS will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available. Alabama State University will now serve as a COVID-19 vaccination site. ASU will provide COVID-19 testing for the campus, the Montgomery Housing Authority, and the River Region. The ASU Health Center received 2,000 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. And more than 255,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine have now been administered in Alabama. This is according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Health officials say more than 41,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 5,400 Alabamians have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now,
let's join Jay Scott as he logins to...
Random.
Nice.
Now, logins. Kenny yep. Logins.
Did you know?
I didn't. I don't know a thing this morning.
Okay.
Might know this one, though.
I'm willfully ignorant, too, just in case anybody's wondering. It's a happy state to be in, too.
I'm barely here right now.
Ancient Babylon had suburbs.
What?
Oh.
A 539 BC clay tablet stated, and this is in quotes, "Our property seems to me the most beautiful in the world. It is so close to Babylon that we enjoy all the advantages of the city, and yet when we come home, we are away from the noise and dust."
The name of that town was Pratalon.
And I bet Eddie Bader listed it.
Yeah. And sold it for above the asking price, too.
Did you know? Vietnamese farmers, after the war, repurposed external fuel tanks that were jettisoned by American planes into river canoes, which have lasted for nearly five decades. Or decades.
Decades, yes.
Basically, yeah, here's a picture of one of those canoes that has been turned into, or one of those...
That's pretty cool.
Tanks that have been jettisoned and turned into a canoe. Yeah. When life gives you lemons.
Make lemons.
That's a horrible thing to talk about with Vietnam.
That, yes. The Caribbean with oil drums.
Yeah.
And they made those instruments, you know, what are they called? You know.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
They did that.
Did you know?
Apart. Go ahead.
That Malta has a total of 359 churches. That is nearly one church for every day of the year. With an area of only 316 square kilometers, the country's church density is slightly more than one church per square kilometer. It's difficult to get lost in Malta because a church will lead you wherever you need to go. You can just use that as a point of reference.
Same exact fact in Seattle, except it's Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Malta is such a tiny island, and it played a very critical role in World War II.
Yes.
It was very, very hard.
That was one of the comments that it's so sad that such a beautiful island was so mercilessly bombed.
It was because of its strategic importance.
Yeah. By the way, a little bonus here for you, that most of the churches in Malta have two clocks on the outside.
Why? One for central time and one for daylight? Or?
The one on the right shows the correct time. And the one on the left shows the wrong time. And that is used to confuse the devil as to what time Mass is on.
Oh.
You're kidding.
I am not.
Well, never mind.
Who's that sitting in the back pew?
Could it be Saint?
Just wondering.
See if I can find you a picture here. See, you can see on this one in the this picture, it has two clocks on each side.
That is wild.
And they're different times.
And they're beautiful clocks, yeah. Too.
But you have to know which one is right.
Well, the one on the right. Oh, always the one on the right is the right
one.
It's
correct.
We
right,
know that.
Right, yeah.
We the living know but that.
The,
don't let,
the devil
don't
doesn't
let,
know that.
Hades know it.
Did you know? Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Cyndi Lauper, 1980-something.
83.
Right?
83? 4? Anyway, it's a cover song.
It is.
Yeah. Robert Hazard had a song of the same name from the late 1970s.
Wow.
Called Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
That's interesting, because that one never went anywhere.
No, it didn't. But yeah, he was a singer and songwriter, and he wrote the song. He says, let's see. Yeah, Hazard, who had a modest local success as a Philly artist, had no idea how lucrative writing a number one song could be. Then the royalty checks started coming in week after week.
Wow.
He ended up making about $1 million or so.
That's
off of
cool.
That one song.
Cha-ching, going out to the mailbox.
Hey, it could happen to Jesse here, you know.
It'd be nice. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Well, even Tommy James talks about all the times they have done Money Money.
Yeah.
He gets a nice little check in the mail.
Did you know, and this is a random fact repeat, by the way. I've done this one before, but I've always found it fascinating. The the sepia, is it sepia? Is that the color tone?
Sepia tone.
The sepia to color transition in The Wizard of Oz was actually completely shot in color. I've done this one before. The whole interior of the farmhouse was painted sepia. And so was the stand-in for Dorothy. It was the, because it's filmed from the back.
Right.
That was somebody else, and they were wearing her clothes in sepia color, so that when they opened the door, everything is in color. They didn't have to do any kind of weird thing because they didn't have the technology to do that.
Interesting.
It's odd you bring this up because somewhere this morning early, I read about a movie mistake in that scene where there's a window frame missing. And then it's back in. It was a continuity error in that very scene that you're describing. Isn't that weird that I would see that?
I never thought about that. The opening the door and it turned to color, though. So the name of the paint is sepia?
Well, that's the color. So sepia is like this brownish color.
It's like a sepia.
Yeah, and so that was all of that was painted to look that same color. Matching the color that they had shot, you know, in the
very in that interesting. Tone. They won an Academy Award for what scene in Wizard of Oz?
It's the tornado scene, wasn't it?
The tornado scene.
Because it was what, a stocking?
That was
woman's
so
hose or something?
Brilliantly done.
For 1939.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah. This part is just amazing. They did it. They colored a whole set one color just so they could have the transition from that into color.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
I remember now why I was looking at The Wizard of Oz. I wanted with his weather. There's a Bernie meme where he's outside the window as Dorothy's looking outside of the Twister.
Yeah,
and it's Bernie in the chair with his mittens, and I couldn't find it. Somebody sent it to me last week, and.
You used that song, the original song that you introduced me of. That was kind of like a Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. That wonderful song that you love.
Yeah.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Did you know that Harrison Ford was once a roadie for The Doors?
Did not know that.
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we will tell you about... half of the top 20 most excessively drunk cities in the United States.
Nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
We'll talk about creepy crawlies. Little tiny bugs. Saddam Hussein.
That's a creepy bug of itself.
Stop signs. And the very first person to be electrocuted in the electric chair. Old Sparky. All that coming up on Random Facts.
Gulf States Mobility, we so appreciate not only that they've sponsored our show for over a decade now, but continue to lead the southeastern United States in reestablishing choices in lives that have been severely impacted by an accident, fall around the house, and many of our wounded heroes have depended on Gulf States Mobility to help in the restoration of choice process. And that's usually what it is. It's a long, slow recovery, but they know this. People recover faster from those type of serious injuries when they're in a familiar environment, meaning home. If somebody's in the hospital and ready to go home, Gulf States Mobility goes in and makes sure that they have mitigated risk to whatever extent they possibly can, so the home is no longer, or to whatever extent possible, a threat to recovery. Choice restoration for some has included driving again, where they were told by a doctor you just won't be able to do that. Now, with voice command technologies, Gulf States Mobility clients can not only drive and keep their own schedule, do it as safely as any other driver on the road. Those are vehicles they equip and sell with friendly long-term loan arrangements at their warehouse at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. It's really a house of invention, reestablishing choices to people who have not been as lucky as most of us. Their number is 514-6590. We hope, they hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're there, but if you need them, there's nobody better than Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are busy now on East Boulevard, both sides of I-85 as you approach. Also on Northeast Boulevard at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. Moderate to heavy traffic at times on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No accidents reported in so far. Very busy in Wetumpka on Highway 14 around the city. No accidents there, as well as Millbrook or Prattville at this time. Invisible Fence also sells and installs doggy doors. Some even have security systems only allowing your pet inside. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now, here's Jay Scott with part two of
Random Facts.
Did you know half of the top 20 most excessively drunk cities in the United States are where? What state do you think has half of the top 20?
Let's go with...
This includes the top four.
Let's go with Florida.
It is not Florida. It is a northern state.
Alaska.
Too northern.
Minnesota.
You're getting closer, I think.
Michigan.
Montana.
You're getting even closer. There you go. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
So Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, and Green Bay?
Yep. Those are probably Green Bay right now, especially since they had that loss at home just recently.
Yeah, that's a good reason to get
probably
wasted.
Did you know? If you don't like, I don't know if it'll make your skin itch or whatever, here's some creepy crawlies for you. There are more life forms on your skin than there are people in the world.
Now you got me scratching.
There are about 1 trillion microbes in your skin, more than 128 times the total number of humans on the planet.
I showered this morning.
That's why I recommend this.
Butt paste
from Adam's Drug.
Because that kills the critters, right?
Watch me. I mean, just going to... Doesn't that look nice? Oh, it feels so good.
Put your pants back on.
Yeah, right?
You're soaking in it.
I want everybody to know I am not putting... This is good for your skin anywhere.
Yeah, but not...
Yeah. We love you, Greg. We just have to mess with you.
You're all getting a jar of this for Christmas.
Okay.
I got one for my birthday, and I use it. It is amazing. It is really amazing what
it's
it does for your
stuff.
Skin.
Look
it
at that. Good.
Your skin looks like a baby's butt.
Elegant. Well, I don't know.
Why? It has a crack in it.
No, that was referring to the smoothness and even skin tone.
Yes, the cherubic tone.
Yes. Rich is turning red over here.
Did you know that Saddam Hussein wrote 4 romance novels?
Really?
That's Saddam Hussein?
That's Saddam Hussein, yes.
What?
4 romance novels. Let me see if I can figure out what the titles are.
I'm scared to ask what the titles are.
Yeah.
Zabiba and the King. The Fortified Castle.
I always cry when I read that one.
Men and the City.
Oh.
and Be Gone, Demons.
No.
So those just sound like romantic
that
novels,
may be the they? Oddest random fact ever. I would have never in a million years. If you had said, name a horrible person in world history who wrote romance novels, I would have never guessed.
I would have said Hitler, just because he's that type of...
He painted.
Well, yeah, I knew he was an artist, but I could have definitely seen him writing...
Adapted from, can you see it on a movie? A screenplay adapted from
Saddam Hussein's bestseller. Novel. Of course it was a bestseller. He made everybody in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly.
You must like my romance.
Did you know that the stop sign was first used in 1915? Where do you think it was first used?
New York City?
No.
Cleveland, Ohio?
No. Think about 1915. Think about vehicles.
Oh, it was in Detroit.
Detroit,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, probably Henry Ford.
Yeah, the stop sign was first used in 1915 in Detroit, Michigan. In 1954, the stop sign as we know it was standardized with the white letters on a red background. But before then, do you know what it was before then?
It was actually a signal.
Well, no, it was just a different color.
Yellow. It was yellow,
green.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh.
Green or yellow?
It was the yellow. It was always the background was always yellow, but the lettering could either be black or red on a yellow background. And then, of course, they standardized it to be in red and white.
Sure took us a long time to get around to doing that, you know?
Yeah. The color change from yellow to red is the result of an interesting process. Apparently, a scientist, which they've used in quotes, was consulted about the color and remarked that signage should be red because red is the color that bullfighters use to startle bulls in bullfighting.
Yes,
get your attention.
That's the only they can only see yellow and red, and there's something else that they can only see color-wise. Cows.
Apparently, though, that's not the case. It says both animals are. They talked about deer and stuff, but they said both animals are colorblind. Apparently, they're colorblind. Bulls in bullfighting ring react to the motion, not the color.
Make sense.
But yeah, that's how that came
charging
around.
Behavior. Yep.
And finally, the very first person in the world to be executed by electric chair was a guy by the name of William Kimmler. It took approximately 8 minutes.
Oh.
Can you imagine how long 8 minutes is when you are sitting in that chair?
Yeah.
What did he do? He was a peddler, alcoholic. Oh, he's a murderer.
Oh.
Okay. He was convicted of murdering Matilda Ziegler.
Was he a dentist? I seem to remember the word. I know a dentist invented the electric chair.
Yeah. Although electrocution had previously been successfully used to kill a horse, he was the first human to do it, and it did not go smoothly.
Isn't it funny when I hear the horse was used, that makes me sad. When I hear a murderer took 8 minutes, I really don't care. Yeah. You know, you murdered somebody, suffer.
Yeah, I could go through this. There's a whole paragraph here, multiple paragraphs here about the actual execution itself. But I'll save you that. Those are your random facts.
By the way, a couple of addendums. I've been sent that song by Mark Cumby, the Robert Hazard version of Girls Just...
Yeah.
And we really don't have achievement or animal stories today because we used them all yesterday. Yeah. There's nothing new this morning. So we got Mental Meredith coming up. We'll take a listen to that. And Rusty says they filmed the Popeye movie with Robin Williams on the island of Malta.
Malta. Yeah. There, and the set is still there. I say the set. I don't know if that's... I think it's turned into like a tourist attraction as well. But yeah, it's all different colors and... Yes. I remember that.
All right. Coming up, we will have a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. How far does $10 go? How about 3 pounds of sirloin tip roast with a little change to spare at $2.95 a pound? How about 10 pounds, I'm not sure if you make your own ketchup, but it would get you 10 pounds of ripe Roma tomatoes at 99 cents a pound.
One gigantic BLT.
10 pounds of Western-style pork ribs. Well, it was certainly enough to get you a package of Wright's bacon and at least one tomato and a loaf of bread. Or 2 full-sized half gallons of your favorite Bluebell ice cream. Pick out the flavor because it's $4.98. 2 times that is less than $10, right?
Right.
See how fast I am with that math thing?
You're amazing.
You can get a gallon of Food Club vegetable oil if you use that frequently for just $4.94. And Ziegler bologna, all types, a pound package, $1.86. When I make the fried bologna for the gang here in the morning, it's Ziegler. It's excellent bologna. And everything else in the store is cost plus 10, so start saving your next time out. If you haven't been to Food Outlet, you don't have to clip coupons. Just check and compare to what you normally pay at the big chains, and you'll see that buy one, get one free thing is a ruse. In Millbrook at 3543 Highway 14, 720 East Main in the preferred community, and I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 in Prattville, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Market. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's do that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Harrison Ford was a roadie, but for what band?
Good one. 272-9228. Now remember, if you're not the first caller in with the correct answer, stay on the line for a follow-up question and get a double entry in our grand prize drawing coming up Friday.
Got some good ones.
272-9228. Harrison Ford was a roadie. For what band? We are waiting for your answer now. 272-9228.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you're headed into Montgomery on Highway 331, we have an accident on 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We're busy this morning. A lot of traffic inbound on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka. Always our busiest spot. We've got Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson very heavy. Atlanta Highway catching some of that traffic off of Federal Drive, taking it on into Madison, into downtown. I-65 and 85, very busy through the interchange, but no accidents in the metro, and none reported in Wetumpka, Prattville, or Millbrook. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Lower your investment rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassles. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, let's go to line one. And Jason A., good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Harrison Ford was a roadie for what band?
The Doors.
Greg used to work for what band?
He used to work with what band?
Sticks!
Yes, but I want to make it real clear. I never was a roadie. I never lifted a piece of equipment, because that's what people assume. Oh, were you a roadie for them?
Yeah.
No, I was not a roadie for them. I was the boss of the roadies. I was the, you know, PR manager.
Well, congratulations.
And
because
thank you for making me bitter.
Well, thank you, Rich.
Yeah.
Thank you for the rain last night.
Yeah, boy. Some places got more than others, but hang on the line.
Jason, good work. Hold on. Let's go to Cooter made it in.
Hey, Cooter. Hi.
Hey, how's that? How you doing, guys?
Good, good. The place with the highest per capita churches in the world is where?
Malta.
Malta is right. Correct.
Good work. You Absolutely. Get a double entry in the grand prize drawing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And Brian is still here.
Hey, Brian. Hi.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, 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 good. Jay mentioned in Random Facts one of the drunkest states. What state am I talking about?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is correct.
Double entry in the grand prize drawing for you, too. Way to go.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Brian, and thank you for listening. It is 7:44.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
That line of storms that we've been tracking all night long, the one that caused the tornadoes up around just north of Birmingham, around the Fultondale area, that line of storms is now in South Alabama for the most part, from Columbus, Georgia to Troy
and to north of Andalusia and moving southeastward, and that's where the best threat of any severe weather will be today. So for a lot of us, the severe weather threat has ended. Risk of some scattered showers later on. Another warm day with a high around 74. Another surge of showers and thunderstorms comes back at us. Actually, we'll back up into our area this evening and tonight and the first half of the day tomorrow before ending and turning windy and colder behind the rain. So 54 is the low tonight. 66 is the high tomorrow early. And then high temperature on Thursday, barely up to about 54. That'll seem like a big change. The winds will make it seem colder. We'll be in the upper 20s, perhaps, by dawn on Friday morning. Right now this morning, it's cloudy and 61, 746.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
I'll tell you a business you may not need right now. You may not need them today or this week, but you're going to need them at some point, and that would be Plumbing by Luke Wire. I used to go through the list in the Yellow Pages back when they used to print the Yellow Pages of who am I going to call this time. Well, now it's a no-brainer at my house. It's going to be Plumbing by Luke Wire. Very, very professional operation. And by the way, they're taking extra special care during these times to make sure that their employees are healthy and they're wearing masks and gloves, and they're going to take care of you. And they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And by the way, plumbing does pick the worst time to be a problem. So they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's great peace of mind, because I used to have that problem when I called somebody and said, you know, this is a weekend. This is going to cost you. No, it's not like that at Plumbing by Luke Wire. The whole house plumbing inspection, great to have, because, they went through my house in about 35 minutes, and I got a good report. And that's great peace of mind, because you don't want to take a trip and come home to a flood and everything's ruined, and you the first walk onto your carpet is a squishing walk. 264-9666, Plumbing by Luke Wire, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Yeah, earlier when I butt-pasted my left arm.
Yes.
And I'm looking at it, and it looks so rejuvenated and alive, I'm now butt-pasting my right arm, because who wants arms that don't match?
You look younger.
I haven't put it on my face yet. That's this stuff. I mean, Jacqueline Tomlinson was the one that told us, hey, just found out. And Jim Smith, our buddy from Adam's Drugs, it's for more than diaper rash, which none of us currently suffer from here in the studio. During Random Facts, Jay mentioned a guy named Robert Hazard was the guy who originally did the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Let's give this a quick listen and thank Mark Cumbie for sending it. This is from the YouTube.
Yeah, it sounds a little different.
Kind of sexist for a guy to write the song, don't you think? What a shame he had to produce that in a gas station bathroom with such crystal clear lyrics. So there you go. Robert Hazard, a legend come and gone. Local News 748.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools will return to all virtual learning starting February 1st. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says MPS will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available. More than 255,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine have now been administered in Alabama. This is according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Health officials say more than 41,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 5,400 Alabamians have now died. And Alabama State University will now serve as a COVID-19 vaccination site. ASU will provide COVID-19 testing for the campus, the Montgomery Housing Authority, and the River Region. The ASU Health Center received 2,000 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In pro football, I don't think there's any argument. Tom Brady going to his 10th Super Bowl is the greatest of all time. One of the last NFL players I actually care about. But Menthol Meredith had never heard the term greatest of all time, and that's part of her commentary this week.
I learned a new word, and I want to see if y'all know it. The GOAT. After the Buccaneers won Sunday night, I saw everybody calling Tom Brady the GOAT. Now, at first, I thought they was just calling him that because he does kind of look like an actual goat. A hot goat. But a goat nonetheless, you know. A big goat-like teeth, sturdy trunk, long, skinny legs. But then, Verna told me the GOAT stands for the greatest of all time. At first, I didn't believe her. I mean, after all, she is the one that thought that TGIF stood for Calgary, it's a felony. But then I Googled it, and she was right. I also learned that this year's Super Bowl is Super Bowl LV. Of course, I thought that meant that it was in Las Vegas. But apparently, it's somewhere even classier. Tampa. Huh. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. My cousin Shayla is having a baby shower, so I gotta go pick up the keg.
You know, there's another meaning for goat now, thanks to Ford and Bronco.
Oh?
Yes, goes over any terrain. They actually use it in a commercial now since they've released the Bronco again.
I had no idea.
Yep, you'll have to check out the commercial. It's pretty awesome.
Jay and I were chit-chatting during the break. Because I was looking at, and we've talked about this on the air, about how far Fox News has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
in the ratings, and I just went and checked and said, wow, well, Tucker's made a nice comeback. He's back on top. He's beating Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow. But I just checked. That was from November 19th.
Oh, wow.
What is he down? What are they in the ad now?
I'm trying to figure that out now. Let's see. Prime time now.
There's Rachel at 17.
Well, look at Hannity at number 20.
20. Where's Tucker?
I don't see.
There's Tucker. No, go back. Past Hannity. Past Hannity there. Tucker is now 23.
You got to be kidding.
Wow.
Wow, that is... So, yeah, he's still looking up. He and Hannity are still looking up at Rachel. And look at CNN.
CNN, Anderson Cooper is way up there. The Cuomo. Hey,
Cuomo prime four. Time. Just behind NBA basketball.
So he's the number one cable show right now is Cuomo?
I guess really? So, yeah.
That Jake Tapper. I just can't watch. I just can't watch him.
Smug, smarmy.
Yeah, smug.
Guy. Now, I don't... Who is Erin Burnett on CNN? I don't know that name.
I'm not sure.
I don't even know if it's a boy, Erin, or a girl.
I don't know.
It's on at 7 o'clock.
Hmm.
Yeah, so... Because I was saying... Tucker's been trying hard to, you know, regain some of his political capital with conservatives, but it's, I mean, at least he's...
Tucker is below Southern Charm on Bravo.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad, but Fox News is already reshuffling their lineup. Maria Bartiromo, who was consistent, at least, she's going to be... moving up into prime time, I think, at 7 p.m.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right now, she's on the business channel in the morning.
And they reassigned whoever was doing it. Marsha McCallum. They've moved her into the daytime hours. I think she's got Shepard Smith's old spot. So there you go. That's the latest on cable news ratings and other things that you deeply care about. It was a week ago today we had David Darden and Christopher Blackham from DCCI Communications. Whether you have a local business that is involved in construction or delivery or any type of service, many businesses thought handing out smartphones would be the quickest way to stay in touch. Problem is, smartphones have the ability to download apps and distractions.
Distractions.
And that has not worked out well. And I can't think of a business person I know personally that wouldn't like to be able to hire an extra employee just to get more done. Well, you don't need to go to that expense if your communications are in good shape. And DCCI is a company that can help almost any business save on efficiency and save the cost of that extra employees. In fact, just for pennies a day, a 25% increase in productivity without having to train a person, pay the benefits, and so forth. They'll be happy to take a look at your communication needs and navigate through all the industry jargon and assist with deploying your own system that works exclusively for your company. Once you've decided to move forward, DCCI will deploy and train your team on how to use the radios and product demonstrations and best practices. They're there for all your service and repair needs, too, and they are local right here in the city of Wetumpka. No shipping off or waiting 2 weeks. David Darden has years of experience, and he's worked with some mighty big clients like Jackson Hospital, among many others. If you'd like to learn more on how they can help your business, call 780-1112. 780-1112 or online at dccicom.com. That's dccicom.com and click on the product spotlight tab. Traffic update as we head into Fox at 8 o'clock.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Authorities still working an accident. Highway 331 at Hyundai Boulevard this morning as you're coming into Montgomery. Around the boulevard, we are still very busy everywhere, especially Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. We have a lot of inbound traffic this morning from 231 in Wetumpka. Highway 31 also busy, as well as Troy Highway, I-65 at 85. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no other accidents that we know of at this moment. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor & Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
As a business owner right now, you're reevaluating, you're reinventing, and you're rethinking.